My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime.
Just download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Say W-E-E-I is a favorite and listen wherever you go.
Now, more of the Greg Hill Show
on W-E-E-I.
Red Sox walked off last night, game one of a series that they, I don't want to overstate the importance of it, but I will. They need to win this series or I'm out. I go into it 3.5 out of that. And by the way, it's also the final wild card. Like that's what we're supposed to be excited about is they're 3.5 out on the final wild card and they get walked off last night, blow two different leads last night in that game last night, Curtis?
Every single game, they open with a lead, it feels like, and they've been losing at least half of them since the deadline. Or so, not the deadline, since the All-Star break.
8:10 first pitch tonight here on WEEI, all across the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network, and, of course, on the Odyssey app. Listen to every single Red Sox game on the Odyssey app. If you haven't downloaded the app, you should do so now. It's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Then you can listen to us every morning from wherever you happen to be. Or you can listen to us every afternoon or at night whenever you have the time. One lead left and it's mine. And yesterday, the Methuen school system instituted a new policy and some parents are losing their S over it. Methuen, as an entire school district, has banned the use of cell phones for kids.
Good job.
Calling them addictive and disruptive to learning. So
I'd agree with that.
I don't know. Is that the way you feel about it?
Yep. Ban cell phones and implement uniforms. That's what I would do.
Wow, hardo.
Well, because, you know, then everybody
What's the uniform thing, though?
Because like, everybody's wearing
I'm with you.
Everybody's wearing the same thing. Nobody feels like they're, you know, it doesn't turn into a fashion show. Kids ain't getting clowned because of it.
Why should kids have to be made fun of because they can't afford other clothes?
Hey, Curtis, listen, why does it get cold in the wintertime?
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, I thought you was asking me that.
No,
Winky's ready to fight with you.
No, I thought you were asking me that question.
I'm a pacifist. Mm-hmm. I would just say, in general, I never had them growing up, but, you know, I would be all for it.
Yeah, I didn't wear uniforms when I went to school, but I have no issue with it.
In the Twitch chat, and you can watch this show every day on Twitch. Thank you to those of you who do. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. Somebody is calling you an old geezer for your opinion.
It might seem that way, but I just think like it's really about educating the kids, right? And getting them to understand what the real world is like. When they don't wear uniforms, girls wear whatever, and boys roll out of bed and throw pajama pants on and Crocs and don't, you know, and they look, you're not going to be able to do that when you get a real job.
It's not about that, though. It's about the fact that kids feel like they need to wear certain things to school, and wearing a uniform takes that out of it. The fact that you can just focus on school and not about what you're wearing every single day. I wore a uniform my entire life, basically, till I got to college, and I loved it because it took that aspect out of schooling. I just don't know why we need to take kids' cell phones away instead of just going back to the time. Like, I had a cell phone when I was in high school, and I got disciplined if I had it out. Like, if I got caught on my cell phone, it was then taken away. Why do you need to take it away from all kids who maybe have it as a security blanket in their pocket, in their backpack? I just think that...
It's a security blanket for what?
The day and age that we live in, there's terrible things that happen in schools every single day. And so
we had more shootings in schools since cell phones became more widespread?
I don't think one correlates to the other.
It doesn't. I'm just saying that it hasn't precluded or made anybody more safe.
If I'm a kid in school, I'm just saying I would want to be able to reach out to my parents immediately if, God forbid, something were to happen. And if my parents were at work and found out that something was going on in my school, they would want to be able to reach out to me.
I think that's why Methuen parents are upset.
So I understand where they're coming from. It's just cell phones are not new.
But that's an excuse, though.
No, it's not.
What's more likely to happen?
Can I just finish?
Go ahead.
When I was in school... Everyone had a cell phone.
Right.
Nobody took them out because teachers disciplined us and kids did not talk back. There needs to
Courtney,
be
a... phones when
that
you
was
were in school
years.
Were totally
right.
different
no,
than they are
not,
now.
No, they were not, Curtis.
Of course they were.
No, they were not. Courtney, I had an iPhone my senior year of high school.
Courtney,
they were not different.
You had the iPhone 1.
It doesn't matter. I saw like social media. I had Twitter.
It was like...
What are you talking...
Courtney,
like,
are you serious?
Are you serious?
It was MySpace
Wait,
and...
Wait, are you serious? Jackson, are you serious?
It was like MySpace and iPhone 1. You could barely do anything.
No, okay. I'm sorry that you guys lived in the dark ages.
No.
But when I was in high school and college, I didn't have my cell phone out because I got in trouble.
You were in the dark ages.
Go back to those times.
What's more likely to happen?
Don't let kids run them off.
Courtney, what's more likely to happen with cell phones nowadays in school? That the kid's going to use it to call his parents because there's a shooting in school, or there are more kids in school that are going to use it to videotape crazy stuff.
Or bully people online.
Bully people online. Fights in the bathroom. Videotape crazy thing that these kids are doing nowadays.
You guys are acting like bullying is new. Bullying has always been a thing. You want to bring up MySpace? MySpace, anonymous box. That was on everybody's MySpace.
Right.
You could write something mean to somebody and they didn't know who it came from.
Of course.
That's been going on forever, but I just don't think that you should take away something from everybody because of a few
I just think it's so silly to think that if there is an active shooter, that grabbing your phone and calling your parents would be the thing to do anyway.
Curtis, you have a child.
Of course.
If in 10 years James is at school and something bad happens at the school, you are going to want to reach out to him immediately.
No, I'm going to want to have the people that are in charge that I have entrusted with his safety take care of him.
All right, then you and I are much different. When I have a child,
your parents do from their office that would help you?
Reassurance? Have you not seen the text messages that have come out from people that have been at all the terrible school shootings, reaching out to their parents and their parents saying, okay, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. If I'm a parent, I want to be able to have that comfort in reassuring my child when I'm scared to death to try to calm them down.
Right. But Courtney, you just said for the few bad apples that do things on the cell phone versus being able to call your parents. What's more likely, like I said, when you have a school shooting and a kid calling his parent or kids being distracted because of cell phones?
A 508 texter says Courtney is absolutely right on this. It has nothing to do with the kind of phone. It is the kids nowadays who get away with everything and you can't discipline them. Like, why can't you just do what Courtney's saying and say there's, you know, you're in trouble, you get detention.
Yeah.
If you're caught.
Because you
using
can't
your...
do that no
well,
more.
We should get back to that.
Courtney, the problem with that, the reason why we can't get back to that is because we live in a sensitive world.
Okay, so you're going to take away people's cell phones?
No, you can't expel a kid. You can't barely suspend the kid. You can't give a kid detention because then the parents run in and go, listen, my kid, and believe me, I'm with you on certain things, but these parents nowadays, they enable my kid can't be in detention. He has ADHD. He has this.
Okay, Ricky, you always go to that. Like, but ADHD isn't new either.
But that's the world we live in.
No, but okay, but that's
people
an issue.
Use that as a
that's
crutch.
An issue.
No,
yep.
A lot of people use it as a crutch. And what happens is a lot of these kids who go to school, they know they can get away with murder because they're not getting disciplined.
And what about this text 774? As a teacher, we had lockdowns, real threats, and we didn't want the kids to pull their phones out. We needed silence and complete darkness. Mm. Phones would have led the shooters right to us.
Right.
Absolutely no.
Well, if that's the case and you're concerned about your kid and him going to school, give the kid a damn flip phone.
Okay.
And all
well, that's fine.
Right.
That's fine.
I think that's perfect. 911
yeah,
only.
Give yeah. them a flip phone.
Flip phone 911 and is the way for him to call his mother or father or
Bingo.
Guardian.
Great.
But the
well, there are some, like when you hear those who have studied the anxiety that young adults have.
That's the problem.
They say that one of the things that you can do is give your kid a flip phone until they're 16.
Perfect.
And then they don't have to deal with the social media stuff, the internet bullying. If they need to call you because the practice, you know, got changed to a different time after school or whatever, they can do that.
But you know what happens, Greg? What do you think the kid's going to do when he gets home from school with his flip phone? Ma, all the kids are making fun of me because I got a flip phone.
Yeah.
You know, can you please get me an
iPhone?
Then you
like,
say, suck
like
it up,
you
Buttercup.
Say, yeah, like you say, you're moving the goalposts.
Yeah, but you can't, Courtney, the way we raise our kids, that it's too sensitive. You can't do it. It's too
that's a different conversation
but
than
no,
what we're
but
having right now.
But that's part of it, though.
Hold on. Dan is a teacher, real quick. Hey, Dan.
Good morning, guys, and Courtney, how are you?
Hi, hey. Good morning.
So, you know, this is tricky because, you know, I'm a teacher. I'm at the elementary. Right now, but you know, a couple years ago in southern Maine, we had a hoax shooter, and you wouldn't believe the amount of messages that that parents got from kids that were inside, you know, barricading doors. Me personally, I'm only 33 years old. I do think that, you know, phones should be banned in schools. I can't tell you how many times when I was a substitute teacher, there was a kid that didn't like the fact that I was there because I was a substitute. He texts his parents, hey, can you come pick me up? And within 5 minutes, you know, excuse me, Johnny's being dismissed.
Are
I'm like,
serious?
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I can't tell you how many times, yes. And the amount of kids, and I teach younger kids, that have phones that their parents text them during the day is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right.
So it does happen. I'm all for banning you know, cell phones, and Wiggy, I agree with you. You can't discipline kids like you used to anymore. You try to give them detention, both the kid and the parent will laugh at you. You raise your voice at the kid, both the kid and the parent will laugh at you. So it's a totally different ballgame.
Wow.
So it's a tricky situation.
Yeah, I guess
well,
so.
Well, Greg, the only reason why I feel that way is because when you think of, like, I understand there's school shootings.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like plane crashes, right? So what you're saying is we're going to give these kids phones to because, oh, I'm concerned of a school shooting, but they're more likely to cause havoc and other things that happen on a daily basis, distractions, texting other people.
Yeah.
That, to me, is more of the kind of majority of the way that the cell phone is being utilized in the school versus once every, you know, hopefully blue moon where they have to text their mom and say, hey, I'm all right.
All right. Well, the Methuen school system has instituted a no cell phone policy, and some, like Courtney and others, are upset by that. I was just thinking, if we instituted a uniform policy on this show, as you were advocating for in schools, that might mean that I would not be mocked and ridiculed for my choice of footwear or polo shirts.
Yeah. Well, so you might not be able to wear flip-flops.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is that might be. Do I have to explain everything? Ooh. I feel, Curtis, sometimes I feel like I'm very concise when I'm explaining.
No, not really.
No.
You are. But my favorite yesterday was Greg's sharing. So I sent a story about Tua. Then I sent another couple stories. Then Wiggy sent the story about Tua. And then Greg sent the story about Tua. And we were wondering if Wiggy even noticed the joke, but I don't know if he did.
No, I didn't.
I don't think he did.
Yeah, I mean,
we have like a group chat where we send things to each other all day long and night long. And Curtis sent the Tua story over at, I don't know, 3 o'clock, and then like an hour later, Wiggy sent the same exact story.
Oh, that happens all the time. I send stories, and then they get sent right back.
As soon as Wiggy sent it, I sent the same exact story. Huh. He didn't even notice. Yeah. I mean, he may have thumbed up it. A thumb up emojied it. I don't know. All right. Anyway, we're going to get to They Said It Late coming up next, but right now, here is Courtney and what is trending.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox dropped their first against the Astros, a walk-off homer from Yainer Diaz for Houston's 5-4 win. Tanner Houck went 6 innings, giving up 2 runs on 8 hits while striking out 8. They've got another one in Houston tonight. First pitch at 8:10 with Nick Pivetta on the mound. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. And just to put a stop to the text messages, Deshaun Watson was also dangled over Tua Tagovailoa's head during those seasons with Brian Flores. So he was another one. Why people are saying you're not bringing up Deshaun Watson. That was also another one.
Please never use the name Deshaun Watson and dangled in the same sentence. Please.
Fair.
Based on previous occurrences.
Yeah, you're right. Players are off for Patriots today as this week is being treated as a game week leading up to Sunday's preseason finale. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading big bank alternative for families and businesses in Massachusetts. You can upgrade to a local partner, upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 60 degrees and cloudy. A bit of rain coming up, but then going to be partly cloudy in the low 70s this afternoon.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!